All right, well, aged care is certainly a hot topic. And joining me now is the man, former New South Wales Premier, Mike Baird, who's now the head of aged care provider Hammond Care. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Richard. Glad to be on the program.
Yeah, long time no speak. I think the last time we spoke, I was going to join you on the first light rail trip up Hunter and Scott Street. That's a different world for you now these days. And look, congratulations. You received a Doctor of Business honours degree for your outstanding contribution in the field of government business and the not-for-profit sector. That was at Sydney University. That was only last week, I believe.
Thanks, Richard. That was very humbling to receive that. And I don't think when I was at the university I would have been given much chance of receiving an honour like that. So I really appreciated it.
Hammond Care. Look, I might start with the fact that it's the 30th anniversary of National Carers Week, and certainly carers with at-home packages now for aged care recipients is a big deal. A lot of people might be full-time carers for people. And I believe Hammond Care, and I don't think you're the only ones, you now offer respite for carers so that they can have a bit of a break. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, we've got a few of these cottages. We've got six, and we're opening one up this week, our sixth one in Terre Hills. And it really just provides an opportunity for, the full-time carers, often family members, they're looking after a loved one, and it gives them a bit of a respite. So the cottages are set up, comfortable surroundings. Sometimes it's the one at Terre Hills has got a swimming pool, but there's activities, pool tables, there's art, there's all types of things. But it's just a place that's a home away from home. And, we look after the residents up to 10 days. And what the carers have is the opportunity just to have a bit of a break, sometimes go away, even doing something as simple as going to get haircuts and going shopping if it's just in for the day.
Yeah.
And as more people are going to be staying at home and care required, respite for the carers is going to be an incredibly important part. So, so we're proud to offer those.
Good. My guest, Mike Baird, who these days is the head honcho at Hammond Care. They're a major aged care provider around the country. The issue of the pandemic and COVID, we're learning to live with it, but I gather it's still a major issue in aged care, Mike?
Yeah, it's still a factor, Richard. And obviously there's still controls in place. For visits, masks and various infection control measures. Obviously, we're learning to live with it more and the risk is lower because of the high level of vaccinations. But, we need to do everything we can because clearly our aged care residents are the ones who are most vulnerable to COVID and COVID ongoing. So, obviously, it's been an incredibly tough period and I really think, Richard, about our staff in this. I mean, many of them have made real personal sacrifices, not just at Hammond Care, but across the sector. As they've been worried about potentially exposing themselves to COVID, bringing into the facilities and exposing those they care for. So it's been a tough period, but it's good to be at this sort of part of it rather than right back at the beginning. But
sure.
we still need to be vigilant, clearly.
Have you struggled to retain staff during the pandemic?
It's tough, Richard. It has been you can imagine some of those circumstances I told you about. I mean, in January I was at one of our facilities and, on my left was someone that had done sort of four double shifts and on my right was someone that had almost done a triple shift because we were short and, all of those people who were exposed or potentially exposed to COVID and were unable to work, that takes its toll. And I think people have been in the sector for a long term. They have big hearts, but it's been difficult. And I certainly think that what we saw from the current federal government, that is a commitment to fund a wage increase should it come from the Fair Work Commission, is a massive step forward. And I think that aged care workers across the country deserve a pay rise. They just deserve a fair wage for the incredible work they do, and I think that could help.
Well, what sort of a pay rise? I mean, people are talking about 25%. Is that sustainable for your industry?
Look, I think that level just brings you into line with things like the NDIS um, to to retail workers. My children have been earning wages $5 or $6 more than our care workers, and I think that that's something. You obviously need a fair wage that enables you to attract workers, but also retain workers. And just as importantly, I think that sort of pay rise. I mean, whatever percentage we get to, it says the country is saying actually this work is valued, and we really value what you do. So I'm very hopeful, Richard, as that Fair Work Commission meets.
Yeah. The New South Wales opposition, as I understand it, they've abandoned these nurse-to-patient ratios in favour of safe staffing levels. And obviously, you see the challenges that the industry's facing. And a lot of discussion about, you know, whether or not registered nurses should be on duty 24-7. As I understand it, they don't have to be in aged care in New South Wales. Is that correct?
Yeah, so the former government had 16 hours. The new government is moving to 24 hours.
Okay.
And some providers do, but others don't. But they've set a target of basically 40 minutes of care by a nurse per resident per day, which would reach that level of a nurse being able to 24 hours a day. And I think that's a good thing. I think they should be there, should be provided. And certainly the government providing funding to enable that is a key step. I mean, anything we can do to provide the best quality care for our elderly, we should do. And, you know, I've certainly been heartened by what I've seen from the current federal government.
Yeah, there were some shocking statistics revealed by the Royal Commission. I think they found up to half of residents in aged care were malnourished, and there were examples of the appalling quality of meals served to some residents. Anthony Albanese, our Prime Minister, has promised to address the issue. However, just the other week, a report from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare found almost 1 in 10 Australian aged care residents are still going hungry. And we had Annika Wells. In fact, I might just play this little snippet. They're urging everybody to have their say on strengthening the aged care standards. This is what she released yesterday as part of a media package.
We are seeking feedback on the new strengthened standards from now until the 25th of November, because quality care can look different to different people. And that's why it's important for older Australians, their representatives and people in the aged care sector to have their say in shaping the strengthened aged care quality standards. Because getting these standards right is critical to putting security, dignity, quality and humanity back into aged care.
Putting security, dignity and quality and humanity back into aged care, the inference being it's not there now, and obviously you'd argue that it is dignity, quality and humanity in aged care?
Look, John, I think what the Minister's making the point, it's not there everywhere. It's certainly there in a great number of cases, and certainly, you know, what I've seen as I go around kind of our facilities, unbelievable work, Richard. I mean, our care workers and their deep concern and love for the residents and in our home care team as well is palpable. So I've seen incredible work, and there's incredible work across the sector. But as the Minister and the government should be doing, you know, where that's not evident, and we've seen examples where it isn't, you know, providers need to be held to account. You know, we're not perfect ourselves. We're striving every day to be better. And, you know, we will have complaints and challenges, and we will listen and respond. But I think any provider has to say, yes, we want to be the best we can be. And it's not consistent across the sector. The more consistent it is, the more chance we have of delivering the care that our elderly deserve. So I think that's a good thing.
Right, and I believe is it January next year, there's some sort of an accreditation system that will come into effect, whereby, you know, if you're looking at different, you know, facilities, you've got some sort of a way of working out, you know, against some sort of a standard, how different aged care facilities actually stack up against each other. Is that right? That starts in January?
Yeah, well, that's probably released in January. It starts. Certainly, providers start to get what their ratings will be.
That's right, a rating system, yeah.
Yes, yeah. So it's a star rating system, and I think it's an excellent initiative because, you know, as I put my mum into an aged care facility, I had no idea, you know, how that provider compared or, you know, where the best was, and that's what it's designed for, this star rating. So it's going to be four measures that it's that it'll look at. So it'll look at the consumer experience. So it'll interview residents, and if not the residents, their representatives. So you'll have that sort of feeding in. You'll have a regulator. How does the provider perform in terms of regulator oversight and any issues? The number of sort of care minutes it provides, you know, noting that we're aiming for 200 care minutes and 40 minutes from nurses, and then care indicators. So, you know, that'll create a star rating system from 1 to 5. You know, it'll obviously be a bit bumpy to start as we get in, because there's so much information in there.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's important, Richard. I mean, if you think of the US before COVID, they had a star system sort of in place, and those that were higher rated performed much better during COVID. Now, you know, we didn't have that opportunity in Australia. So I think it's what it does is it's great for families who are looking at putting an elderly into care, an elderly member of their family into care. But it also puts the onus on providers. I mean, we have to be held to account for the care we're delivering. And if there's areas we need to improve, we must. So I think it's a great initiative, part of the Royal Commission recommendation. And, you know, we obviously are working with the government and the department as that comes to light, you know, towards the end of the year.
Yeah, look, I'll just mention that too. Public consultation, that's for all of us to contribute, aiming to strengthen key areas including food and nutrition, diversity, dementia care and governance. So if anybody would like to have a say on that one, please, it's up until, I think, towards the end of November, the quality standards in aged care. Look, nice to talk to you, Mike. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Look, I know you're still a Manly fan, aren't you? You're happy about the ructions that are going on at Manly at the moment?
Oh, look, I know we used to talk about your Knights. I'm sure you still love your Knights.
Of course.
I'm certainly still a passionate Seagulls fan.
Do you think Des Hasler should have got the chop?
Oh, look, I'm sad. I'm sad on Des. I've had a huge amount of respect for Des. He's been an incredible player, an incredible part of the club, and a great coach. So, look, I know all things must come to an end, but, you know, Des will always have my admiration as just an incredible role model and, you know, a great servant of the game and, you know, incredibly influential on that club. So, sorry to see him go.
Yeah, you were sounding like a politician there for a moment again, Mike. Being very diplomatic.
that's you can't take that out of me.
No, exactly. Thank you very much for your time. All the best, Mike.
Thanks. Glad to chat, Richard. Thank you.
Yeah, pleasure. Former New South Wales Premier and these days Chief Executive Not-for-Profit Aged Care Service Provider, Hammond Care.